on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Thursday show.
Happy Thursday. Happy one more sleep.
Let's do it. Let's get right into it. I feel like today we need it. You know, we our theory here is that today's the real hump day of the week. Like yesterday, yeah, Wednesday seemed easy, knowing what you got on the plate for today. Like if you can just get through today, your Thursday, tomorrow is Friday. Friday always feels better. So we just chant the words one more sleep three times and we cheer and like... I don't know. Why do we even do this? I don't even know why we started this.
I don't know. It started pretty early. Yeah, I kind of forget how it became a thing in general.
I don't even know.
We just kind of made it up on the spot.
We need to create a legend of why this started, but we got nothing. So if you do it with us, please. In 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Get a bone to pick this morning with all of you. I love having four seasons. Like, I love the idea of that because I know what you really mean, which is you love the fall and you love the spring and summer's pretty cool. There ain't nobody right now waking up in Maryland being like 15 degrees. Love this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when you say you love four seasons, can't we just be honest and say you really just love three seasons? Because nobody wants to do this.
You're saying, like, no winter?
No winter. No one likes winter. Mm. No one likes this.
I mean, it's cold, but, like, winter is magical. I'd say, like growing up in California all my life and then moving here, I just still, even though snow days are a little difficult, it's still crazy to me. Like, when I was, because right now it's almost, like, melted away completely.
Yeah.
Literally, when I was driving around yesterday and I could still see the snow, I like would think to myself, I cannot believe I live in a place where it snows, because I just never thought that would be a possibility for my life.
Yeah.
And so I do, even though it's like freezing, it's the holidays and just the winter season is a completely different experience when you don't have that. So growing up not having that to now having it, I would be sad.
Ah, man.
Now that I know what it feels like.
We can fast forward. We can just go ahead and just right through. Now, once the lights come down, like the holidays are over, I'm like, let's just get right to the tulips. You know what I mean? But let's test that theory. Anybody waking up this morning, like I said, the official Baltimore weather is 15. My car was reading 13 driving up. And maybe tell us what it is where you are too. But anybody like loving this weather? Because there's always got to be somebody. There's got to be somebody that's like, man, what are you talking about? This is like the best time of year. I get to wear 7 layers of clothes. Everything's chapped and, you know, just my nose is freezing.
I'm not mad about a sweat set. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a cute little vibe with a puffer jacket.
Yeah, you can't do that in the summer. That's for sure.
How about that?
Now.
These are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Orioles game tickets officially go on sale to the public today, Thursday, January 16th. The O's have also announced their 2025 stadium giveaways. New this year, the team will hand out hockey jerseys on April 18th. Pride Jersey Day is June 25th, and a ton of fan favorite freebies are returning as well, like the Birdland Hawaiian shirt, which is actually going to be available before 2 games on July 8th and 12th. And of course, kids ages 4 to 14 can run the bases after each Sunday home game. O's game tickets go on sale today, and you can get more info on the 2025 promo schedule on Orioles.com.
Number 2.
A popular frozen meal sold at Aldi has been recalled across 31 states, including Maryland, for metal contamination. Aldi is recalling some frozen taquitos after reports emerged of the product containing potential foreign material. In a statement, Aldi said the product Casa Mamita chicken and cheese taquitos may contain metal and shoppers are advised to discard them immediately.
Damn.
The product was distributed to Aldi locations across 31 states, including Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and D.C. I posted a link with more info that has the exact number on the box.
Yeah.
There's a lot of digits on there. So check out that link. I just posted it on our Facebook page, Kramer and Jess, Mix 106.5 Mornings.
Scary.
Number 1.
A 53-year-old woman in France got scammed out of $850,000 by AI photos of Brad Pitt. The scammer first pretended to actually be Brad's mom and said that she was exactly the woman that her son needed. The victim then received messages and AI photos from fake Brad for about a year and a half, like poems, even a marriage proposal. Eventually, fake Brad Pitt claimed he was hospitalized with kidney cancer, needed money for treatment because his bank accounts were frozen due to his ongoing divorce from Angelina Jolie. The woman even received emails from a fake doctor that said Brad was fighting for his life, so she transferred money to a Turkish account, and she realized last summer it was a scam when she saw photos of Brad with his new girlfriend, Inez de Ramon. It's still unclear if the scammer was ever caught, but she lost $850,000.
Like, you hear these stories, and I know what you got to be thinking right now, because we all are. It's like, how does this happen? How does this happen? I just, There's so many catfish stories out there, but like, and listen, I get it. It's easier than ever to be catfished.
Yes,
trust me, with AI
is.
Nowadays, like it is, it's very easy to be catfished.
Especially with like the voice things they can do.
So many techniques, but like,
yeah,
yo, like just some of these stories, don't you sit back and you're like, what? Have you watched Sweet Bobby on Netflix?
No.
Basically, it was a similar catfishing story where this woman
like series, movie, docuseries, show?
Docuseries.
Okay.
Literally, she was getting scammed for like 8 years.
No.
8 years. And he wasn't a celebrity. I feel like if a celebrity hits you up, like, yo, Brad Pitt's mom's not gonna, it's like not gonna hit you up. It's not gonna happen. I just don't know. I don't know.
I feel it's like it's easier for us to say that, but we don't know what kind of place she was in. We don't know if she has anyone else in her life.
Sad, man.
I feel very bad for her, but just be careful, everybody. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
I want you to make your guesses now for what's the lowest rated movie of all time. The lowest rated movie. Like all the critics, if you could put all the scores together of
like
every movie.
The critics
movie.
Hated it, but like the fans loved it.
Well, it kind of became a cult classic. It shouldn't have, to be honest with you. It came out this week in 1996. So like start thinking, and we'll talk about it right now on Throwback Thursday, which is a great segment for people that love nostalgia. We just go back and we listen to number one songs that were number one here in Maryland from previous years. And then we'll talk about the lowest rated movie of all time. 2015 today, the 16th of January, Taylor Swift and Shake It Off was number one. 'Cause the players gonna play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake. I mean, and collectively, you could probably go through every year since then. And
she has number one. Even though Era was on the list of like the 2025 words not being used anymore, I don't believe it.
No.
I don't think Era is going anywhere.
That's still a thing for her. 2007 today, Beyonce had the number one song with Irreplaceable, which was
oh yeah,
such a big song.
Is this on four?
I don't remember which album it's from, but oh my god, this is like one of the songs where every radio station was playing this song.
Oh, it was on B-Day. Yeah.
It was like, it was on
the
classical music stations. It was on the country music stations. Like every, like you couldn't get through the radio dial.
It was so fire.
Without hearing Irreplaceable. Okay, let's go way back today. Y'all ready for this? We don't usually go this far back. Today, back in 2000, Phil Collins had the number one song with Another Day in Paradise, which think twice. It's been a second since we played Phil Collins on Mix 106.5.
I don't know this song.
And if you're like, wait, who's Phil Collins? He's the guy that does the Tarzan movie for the younger generation, okay?
Yes, that's all we care about. When you said Phil Collins, I'm like, if it's not Tarzan, I don't care. Like, get it off.
I was like, I'm having to bring this back around for some of y'all.
If you don't play Tarzan, I'm not into it.
All right, lowest rated movie of all time. Jess, predictions, what do you think it is?
I literally could not even think.
I'll tell you the actor that was in it so we can start narrowing it down. But even if I tell you the actor, it's not going to help much. Pauly Shore. It was a Pauly Shore film.
No.
But which one? And
was it the one where he visits his girlfriend's parents' house?
Son-in-law. It was not son-in-law.
I love son-in-law.
It was Biodome.
Oh, I don't. Wait, what is this?
Biodome is the lowest
rated movie by critics of all time. Like, if you go on Metacritic, which is basically just a congregation of all the critics' reviews, it literally has a 1 out of 100. It's the lowest score of any film that was ever given. Now, if you're like, wait, what was Biodome about? Maybe you didn't see it.
4% on Rotten Tomatoes.
4% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's it. I'll read you the plot of this movie in case you forgot. Moronic best friends get themselves locked inside a biodome, a scientific experiment, along with a group of environmental scientists for 1 year. I'll play the trailer too. Listen.
Shore and Stephen Baldwin.
Trick or treat!
Are doing whatever it takes.
I feel like a duck-billed platypus.
To put the mental back in environmental.
Just even listening to that trailer for 12 seconds.
Oh, I feel bad for them.
Listen, hey, Pauly Shore owned us in the 90s, but like, let's be honest, none of his films were that good. They're still back Thursday, man.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess.
Oh, okay. This is also frozen, apparently.
Number three.
The Ravens are hosting a number of playoff events leading up to Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills, including a pop-up ice festival running today, Thursday, January 16th, through tomorrow, Friday, January 17th, including special appearances by Ravens legends. They're also going to have a pop-up ice bar where you can have cocktails at an ice bar served in actual ice cups, ice sculpture, photo ops, just a ton of activities for everybody. All events will be held at Gate A Plaza at M&T Bank Stadium from 5 to 9 p.m. Now, you can claim tickets for the pop-up ice festival on BaltimoreRavens.com. I don't know if this is a requirement because they're free, but on the website it says here to claim tickets and you can pick however many and it's still zero. So if you do decide to go, I would still claim them just in case to make sure if that's necessary for entry today.
Number two.
The YouTuber Miss Rachel is bringing her toddler-friendly show to Netflix. The first 4 episodes with more to come for Miss Rachel will debut on January 27th. The popular YouTube show stars Miss Rachel alongside her husband Aaron on a YouTube channel with around 11 million subscribers and videos that have earned over 7 billion views. Much like the videos found on YouTube, the Netflix episodes will focus on speech and toddler learning, first words and milestones for babies, and many, many more.
Was she just a YouTuber? Is that what she did? And she just started putting up videos and now she got a Netflix show?
Yeah, congratulations to Miss Rachel.
Number one.
The death toll from the Los Angeles wildfire stands at 25, and despite red flag warnings for the last 2 days, fortunately, the Palisades and Eaton fire saw little to no growth. 2 more people were arrested on arson charges on Tuesday, both caught in the act of setting fires. More celebrities are stepping up to help victims, including Leonardo DiCaprio, who is donating $1 million in wildfire relief. YouTube and Google are going in on $15 million, and Jennifer Lopez made a massive donation of clothing, shoes, blankets, and also packages of her skincare line to a charity collecting clothing for fire victims.
The people that are setting these fires, I don't understand it.
I don't even want to tell you when some people get caught, the things that they're saying as to why they're setting the fires, because I'm not even putting energy into it. But what I think that we should focus on is a lot of these people that are getting caught are being held by civilians. So if there have been many civilians that see them and they all come together and hold them down so the police can come and arrest the people who are lighting the fires.
Crazy.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000
Mix 106.5.
Hey, this game is fun. You should play just right now in your car along with us, okay? It's worth $1,000 in free Dash and gas, and we'll play with caller 10. Who is this?
This is Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. Good morning.
Hey, Melanie.
Good morning.
Melanie,
hi.
We're hoping the trivia gods are all in your favor today, because we're about to play for...
Oh, my gosh, I got three.
You got three. Yeah. You're in. Yeah, you did it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I've been trying forever.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you did it. Well, I'm so happy. What a great day. It's a little chilly, but other than that, it's a great day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know how this game is played, right?
I do.
Perfect. Let's explain this to everybody else then, and then we're going to get into our $1,000 minute. Jess.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But
Alexa,
if you get...
Stop.
Oh, are you here? Is she there?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I had you guys playing on Alexa.
Oh, you're fine.
Alexa, be quiet
that's
for a minute.
She said, Alexa, stop. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. And now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Melanie, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Name 2 days of the week that start with T.
Tuesday and Thursday.
Correct. Question number two. What 2004 comedy starring Lindsay Lohan featured the iconic line, "You can't sit with us"?
Pass.
Question number three. What is the name of the Japanese puzzle game involving placing numbers in a grid?
Sudoku.
Correct. Question number four. What documentary series centered around the trials and tribulations of Joe Exotic? Joe Exotic. Think back.
Pass.
Question number five. What soup is made with caramelized onions, beef broth, and topped with melted cheese?
French onion soup.
Correct. Question number six. What is the capital of Nevada?
Las Vegas.
It's not Las Vegas. Oh, God, I know.
It's
I know,
okay.
I know. It's not. It should be Vegas. Alexa, where were you?
Wait, Alexa, pause. We still have to finish the round. Let's see, Melanie. Let's go back to the ones you missed. Question number two. What 2004 comedy starred Lindsay Lohan and features the iconic line, "You can't sit with us"? That's Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, yeah.
Mean Girls.
Yeah. Yep. Question number four. What documentary series centered around the trials and tribulations of Joe Exotic? That's Tiger King.
Yeah.
It's okay if you don't, honestly. Like, honestly, it's fine.
Yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea on
that
one.
That's totally fine.
It's all right.
Question number six. What is the capital of Nevada? That's Carson City.
Yeah, that's a hard one. It should be Vegas. Who asked
that question?
Wait, who is that?
That's my daughter.
Oh, hi, daughter. Let's see if you guys would have gotten this last one. What artist is known for the album Short and Sweet?
Come on. Maybe turn to your daughter for this one.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter. She should have known that one.
No, listen. What is your daughter's name?
Faith.
It's Faith and it's Melanie. They finally got through and you guys played a hell of a round today. And we hopefully it was fun. Was it as fun as you thought it was going to be when you listened to her on the radio?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm just happy we got through.
Oh, us too.
We are too.
We listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad we got a chance to chat then. That's a consolation.
Yeah, I do one of the kids jokes sometimes.
Well, thanks, Faith. You guys are really contributing to our content, so thank you so much. Well, we love you guys. Thank you so much for playing. And tomorrow we'll come back. Seven more questions worth $1,000 in free gas.
Have a fantastic day, ladies, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their cheesesteak. It's loaded with shaved steak, sauteed onions, and provolone cheese. House-made Dashin sauce now at Dashin.
Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. If you were going to go on a date with a radio person and they showed up in the radio station van for your date, what would your impression be of that?
Man...
Dude, y'all gonna die over this one. Y'all gonna die over this situation right now.
Is that the car that has our show logo on it?
Oh yeah. It's
I don't wanna be a part of that.
I'm in quite a bind right now. I'm having car problems and it's gonna be another week until they get the part in.
Yeah.
And so I've been hijacking the radio station vehicle to drive while my car is being worked on. Typically wouldn't be a big deal. I don't really do a lot of stuff, y'all. Home, back, home. Right?
That's like station signage. There you go.
Y'all, I have not been on a date in so friggin' long. It's crazy. But of course, of all times that I finally get back into the quote-unquote dating world, it's when I don't have a car, right?
Uh-huh.
So the place that we're going... on Saturday, me and this young lady who we've never been out exclusively, just me and her one-on-one, right? Like, and she doesn't know me from the radio world really at all. Like she doesn't know me as like Kramer. So,
I mean, good, but then you're going to pick her up in the station vehicle.
The spot that we're going is like
in public.
It's like my house. It's her place is on the way to the restaurant that we're going to.
Yeah.
So
she's going to sit in there. Don't, dude. I hate this so much.
Hang on. I just, so.
In a station, okay, and I have to paint the picture for a lot of people. Like, you guys have to understand, like, a station vehicle, like, there is equipment in there. Yeah. There's a tent in there. There's a speaker in there. It's just like, it's not it.
No.
It's not it.
So my fear is, and this hasn't happened yet, but I'm just kind of waiting for it to be, oh, it's on the way. Just pick me up on the way to dinner. No big deal. And I'm like, actually, it's a massive deal.
Yeah.
Because you don't really know my radio life, and I'm going to roll in there with the station car with my name on the side.
I don't want to be a part of that. Like, I don't want to be associated.
This is like the equivalent of like being Shaggy and rolling up in the mystery machine for your date.
It feels gross.
It's... And you have to understand the name is like right under the like in
our
window.
Our logo, our like our morning show, both of our names are on that.
Yeah. Oh, you're in this too, unfortunately.
I don't want to be a part of it. Okay. Can I vote no?
Is there any woman that would be impressed by that?
Ew.
I'm just wondering.
Are you doing it on purpose?
No, I swear, not on
that,
purpose.
Do not make me part of this whole pimping out situation. I will not be a part of that. Absolutely not.
For you to
lure women into this vehicle. I will not stand for that. Do not use the show to get dates.
I'm not doing it because of that, but I'm just wondering, like, if I roll up and, like, she sees me and she's like, I know he's on the radio, but, like, I roll up and I'm like, boom, like, I'm here.
It's giving 2009.
If I didn't know you, I fear that would work on me, unfortunately.
You would like it?
Because I'd be like, okay, he's clearly employed. he probably has health insurance.
Yo, I BS you not. Like, this is something I've really got to consider. So, like, is there even if I explain the situation and I'm like, hey, I can pick you up, but, like, I just got to warn you, my car's in the shop, so I'm in the radio station.
You can only sit in the passenger seat. And if you look behind you, that's a tent that's kind of pushing up behind the chair that you're sitting on.
So do I just have to Uber then?
Ignore the zip ties in the car middle part.
There's got to be somebody. Somebody be impressed by that. Right? Somebody, anybody? Let's talk to Hendrix.
Hendrix, please save me. Can you help me, please?
It's not that bad.
Oh, Jess, I am not on your side this time.
Come on, tell her. It's kind of cool, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, you have to go in your work van, and you have to tell her, like, hey, I'm going to pick you up in my work van, but don't tell her it's the radio van, and then just show up with your name on the side of the van.
You guys, this is so gross.
And wait, Hendrix, like, what would that mean? Like, imagine somebody showed up for a date with you and they were driving the radio station vehicle. Like, what's the first thing that would go through your head?
I'd be like, oh my God, that's so cool.
But so cool, Jess.
Hendrix, but do you think you only feel that way because you, like, you've been a longtime listener of the show. Like, we love you so much, and we've actually almost, like, developed this relationship with you.
Right,
we're
friends.
Do you think you feel that way because of how we feel about you and you feel about us? Or do you think...
I feel like it is such a big part of your life that you can't really hide, and I feel like you might as well just go out with a bang the first date and be like, by the way, I'm a radio personality, then be like five dates down and be like, oh, by the way, I am a radio personality and a lot of people in Baltimore know who I am.
And by the way, my name's on the car for that reason.
I can't stand this one bit.
I can see the cringe, but I can also see the cool. Maybe she would love it. This could be my soulmate. I don't know. It's a good point.
I'm just saying, if somebody rolled up at my house to pick me up in that van, I'd be very impressed.
See, thank you, Hendrix. This is what I'm talking about. So Jess is giving me terrible advice this morning. Thank you
so much.
Absolutely.
You should do it.
410-583-1065. You're just tuning in. I've got a first date this weekend. My car's in the shop till next week. So I've been driving the radio station van around. Like, can I show up to her place, or even to the date in general, even if I don't pick her up, like, is that cool or is that cringe?
Melissa in Baltimore, just imagine the Crames rolls up.
Oh, I hate it even more.
in the Crames mobile. Is it impressive?
Okay, so you could use it to your advantage. Like, be honest, be upfront, tell her what's going on, okay? But then, like, act, like, real humble. Like, you're this humble person, even though... You know, you're on the radio and you have a van that has your name on it.
I know, that's so gross.
Like, right, so couldn't I mean, is there a way for me to spin it to where it does work? So if I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing, like, oh, my name's on the car, hop in, like.
Just be honest. His honesty is attractive.
So he should say that he's cheap. So he should say that he's too cheap to rent a car.
Pay for a rental car.
That would be the honesty.
Well, okay. I didn't even think of that. But you could just say, like, how great the people you work with, and they offered you the van, and, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You could talk it up. But, like,
so now you're starting this on a lie. Now you're lying to this woman.
It's an exaggeration. Maybe not.
No, no. What's dishonest? If you pick her up in an Uber?
Right, exactly. Then she's like, do you have a car? Like, what's happening? Hey, Melissa,
you're paying for money for the Uber, and you don't want to pay money for the Uber.
But, I mean, we could split it probably. But, Melissa, God. I like the way you think, though, Melissa. I like the way you think. There's got to be a loophole in here somewhere. I like that. Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. See ya.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Ahead of their divisional matchup against the Buffalo Bills, the Ravens announced fan events leading up to Sunday's game, including car stenciling. Head out to M&T Bank Stadium to get your car Ravenized for the playoffs. Fans will be able to drive through Lot B at M&T Bank Stadium entrance at Hamburg Street to receive a Ravens logo stencil later today from 5 to 9 p.m. Cheerleaders, marching Ravens, and more will all be on site as well.
If you get your stencil too, will you tag us? Will you post it on Instagram and tag us at Kramer and Jess so we can repost it? It's like it's the most fun time of year.
It's fun.
If it's this or the O's and we start to get close to, you know, to the end, it's
playoffs.
Fun. Yep.
Number two.
We all know a possible TikTok ban is being discussed by the Supreme Court if Chinese parent company ByteDance doesn't sell it before January 19th. Well, now YouTuber Mr. Beast has a solution, is saying sell it to him. He took to X, formerly known as Twitter, posting, okay, fine, I'll buy TikTok so it doesn't get banned. Streamer Kai Cenat also offered to part of the buy team, responding to Mr. Beast, let's go half. So it's very confusing because just yesterday, an article came out saying that TikTok was actually going to shut itself down on Sunday,
right,
posting like an image on the screen if you were to open the app that it wouldn't operate.
Couldn't even use it, yeah.
And then later on in the day, there was another article that came out, possibly the ban being pushed longer, almost like 250 days. It's very, very confusing.
I know.
Also, adding to the TikTok ban is CapCut. I don't know if anyone uses that app. I do. I'm very, very nervous about that. But CapCut is also a part of ByteDance. That's also apparently going to shut down along with the ban. So this is, I don't think any of us will really know what's going on until January 19th.
Both sides, Biden and Trump, both say they're gonna do everything to try to save TikTok at this point. Yo, I don't know what's going on. This whole thing is so bizarre. Like, there's so many different stories and like what's going on. But I think Jess says it best. We won't know until we know.
No. You
know?
Number one.
The ongoing legal drama between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively continues, now extending to the Marvel Universe and Ryan Reynolds' box office hit Deadpool and Wolverine. Lively's actor husband is again being involved into the legal issues surrounding Baldoni, Lively, and their 2024 romantic drama It Ends With Us, this time with Baldoni accusing Ryan Reynolds of mocking him through the Deadpool character Nicepool. Baldoni's lawyer sent a litigation hold letter earlier this month to Disney and Marvel Studios demanding they preserve all communications regarding Reynolds and the Deadpool movie franchise in anticipation of Wayfair Studios' legal action against Reynolds and Lively.
Wait, who is Nicepool?
So Nicepool is a character in Deadpool and Wolverine, yeah. And what he is speculating and what he's alleging is that Ryan Reynolds actually is basing Nicepool off of Justin Baldoni.
But what does he say? Why would he say things off him? That's just
there's
so
just a lot of comments that,
like, you love the movie. Do you think that's true?
So I don't know about Justin Baldoni, and I also haven't watched the film It Ends With Us. I don't know enough about him to assume that Nicepool was around him. But what I have been seeing is other content creators pulling lines from the script that Nicepool says that they actually are relating to some of the things that Justin Baldoni has said in interviews, which I didn't realize just because I wasn't following him
during
the press junket when An End With Us was running.
Right.
So again, this is a new development this week. Jeez. This is no close to being over.
So messy. Right?
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous is on the voice disguiser. Anonymous, what is this crazy idea that's going through your head?
I think my husband is cheating on me with his ex-wife and is using his kids to do it. So now I need proof.
Wow.
Boy. Well, what's going on? What's happening? Why do you feel this way?
So my husband and I, we've been together for a year. We've been married 3 months.
Okay.
It's been a whirlwind. And he has kids from his first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an amazing father. But every other Sunday, his two boys and his ex-wife, they get together and they spend quality time together. It's like sometimes an all-day adventure.
Is it kind of like when they're going from one house to the other, like kind of like a pickup drop-off, but except they make it like family time with the four of them?
Yeah, the thing is, I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Because he's pretty tight-lipped about it. And I understand to an extent, like, divorce is really hard. He wants them to know that he still has a good relationship with his ex-wife, that mm-hmm. they respect each other. You know, they have to be co-parents. It's still a transition. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't answer my texts. He, like, won't return my calls during this time period.
How old are the boys, if you don't mind me asking?
6 and 8, so they're still pretty young.
Yeah.
But old enough, you know, they know what's going on, so.
Wait, so I'm sorry, are you not invited, or are you, it almost sounds like you're banned or something from like.
Oh, yeah, no, I am not allowed to come at this point. Like, he keeps saying that eventually I will be invited, but because it's still so fresh, he just like wants to make sure that everybody's like, cool.
But when he has the kids, you're obviously there. So it's not like you don't have a relationship with the boys. It's just that when they
Okay. We've had a relationship ever since we decided that we were serious.
Okay, okay. Like, so with them though, this is just kind of like their family unit Sunday time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And I just really need for my own peace of mind to know that they're not speaking inappropriately to each other. That's it. So I have an idea. So I went on Amazon and I got a little recording device.
Oh.
It's small enough to fit into his wallet, but this also feels really risky. If he finds out, it obviously wouldn't be very good. I know he would feel betrayed and there'd be a huge conversation about trust.
Well, tell us this. I mean, so he literally says, no, you cannot come. And is it typical of him to not, you said he doesn't respond to you or anything during this time. Is that typical? Like if he, what, let's say he's at work or whatever, does he usually get back to you faster than versus when he's like with them?
Oh, generally he's pretty responsive. Just not during these times.
Is this like a forever thing or is this just kind of like for the time being as like the boys are getting used to the new family life with all five of you?
Well, he says eventually I will be invited. He's just trying to like smooth over this transition.
Eventually? Yeah. You're his wife. Let's recap here for a second. Anonymous is saying, my ex-husband still goes and hangs out with his ex-wife and their kids. First, is that normal? Like when your parents were split, did you guys all hang up as like a family?
The answer is no, but as a kid during that time, I think it would have been very helpful if they did, to be honest. So like, so hearing this and like hearing that they have a cooperating relationship and like it seems like at least a healthy co-parenting relationship, I think is a lot more beneficial if it was the opposite.
So basically she's Anonymous, you're saying I'm not invited, I can't come to this, I've been told multiple times I'm not allowed to come to this, but he acts way out of character, he's not responding to me. I got insecure enough now to where you have the recorder already?
Oh yeah, it would slip right into his wallet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd record it. I'm crazy though, but I'd record it. I want to know the truth and I don't want to hear your version of the truth. Like, what are you keeping from me that I can't come be around your ex-wife? Record, show up, get video, call cheaters. I don't care what you want to do at this point. I'm like, there's something weird going on here. 410-583-1065. Anonymous is saying like, for some reason, my husband won't let me around his ex-wife when they're having this quote unquote family time. I want to record it just to see what the hell's going on. Do we tell her to go for that or talk her out of it? Call us. See, do we tell her to go for this or do we talk her out of it?
Definitely needs to talk her out of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's putting her marriage on the line and he's definitely going to find the recorder. I was saying it's not paper thin. So But he's like, gonna see it. Like, that's just not okay.
Yeah.
But hang on. See, what the hell is happening? Would you not also be a little concerned if, like, your husband was like, hey, I'm going to hang out with my ex, and you can't come, and you can't ask any questions, and I'm not telling you anything? Like,
but it's not just his ex. It's, like, the mother of his children, and the kids are clearly having a hard time.
I mean, I get it's his ex, but they're going on a certain day. They have a set, a designated day. So I feel like she should respect that, you know. If he was constant, I don't know how often they're on their phone talking to each other.
Yeah.
But maybe he doesn't want to be constantly texting her all day when he's supposed to be, you know, spending quality time with them. Okay. I don't feel as though.
Could be true. Yeah. Could be true. I mean, is this something that she has to just literally just trust him and just hope all is well?
For sure. They've only been married for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I do agree with you, C, as far as, like, putting their marriage on the line. Like, if he finds whatever this recorder thing is, I feel like that's going to be a way bigger issue.
It'd be bad for sure. But, okay, C, thank you. Appreciate you.
All right.
410-583-1065. Could really use your 2 cents in this situation. Aaron from Pasadena, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, so she is considering planting a recording device on her husband, more or less, because she wants to understand the interactions he's having with his ex-wife when they hang out as a family with their kids and everything. Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of it?
Oh, my gosh. She should absolutely go for it. Really? I don't know why people are so hesitant about this. Yes. I mean, I think that is the only way to make sure the interactions are okay. Like, I really think she should go for it. I mean, I do the same thing in my life. My husband has kids with, you know, another woman, and I demand they FaceTime when they're together. I want to know every interaction.
What do you mean you, like demand to FaceTime?
Like, I want to be there. Like, I just feel like I want to make sure they're good. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird, you know, because it's like a different, separate family, and
so it's like a check-in, like you make them check-in with you?
Yeah, an absolute requirement. Like, it's a no-brainer, hands down, absolute memo is, yeah, you need to be FaceTiming me the whole time. I want to see all interactions. I want to be there in the room if I'm not there. You know what I mean? Like,
well, what about, we'll bring up the what everybody else is bringing up, with the trust thing. Don't you need to just, like, trust your partner and, like, just...
Yeah, I mean, I just... The world's a weird place, you know? I think you can never be too sure.
And you've never seen anything weird, though? You never seen anything, like, nothing's ever, like, caught you off guard?
No, because I'm always there.
Wow. Okay, so you like it. So you say go ahead and record the interaction.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just do it. Just if there's nothing to hide, then what's the problem? It shouldn't be a privacy issue. Mm. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Like,
the wife.
Listen, I don't necessarily wildly disagree with you for sure. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Kristen in Abingdon. I mean, do we tell her to go for this or we talk her out of it?
Absolutely not. Talk her out of it.
And why?
Because he's a father first, and he needs to be a father first. His kids are struggling right now.
Yeah.
He has children. She needs to respect that. And eventually, yes, the 4 or 5 of them can sing Kumbaya together, but right now, not the time.
But wait, it doesn't seem odd to you at all, though, that, like, I would just feel really, really weird if my partner was like, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to answer my phone while I'm there.
Did she hang out with them before the marriage?
Or
the 5 of them?
I don't think so. I think it's always been there.
Nothing changed except for now you're the wife.
Right. So but I think that also adds another layer of importance, right? Before she was the girlfriend, now she's the wife. I would feel, if I was the husband to somebody, to a woman that was doing this, I would feel there would definitely be a family feeling.
You chose to marry somebody that had kids and had a life before you, and you need to respect that.
Wow. Do you think that she's kind of maybe, because she doesn't have kids, so do you think that maybe she's struggling to understand the dynamic of what kind of takes precedence over?
Perhaps, and I think if she has a conversation with her husband and gives it a little bit of time, I mean, they're saying it's been 3 months, but this is really important to me, and I really want to be a part of it, maybe not every weekend but every other. Like, can we go out to dinner together? I want her and I not to be friends, but the kids to know that her and I are in this co-parenting environment together as well.
So right. you're telling me there'd be no part of you whatsoever that would feel insecure about this?
No.
Not at all. Okay, well, maybe I'm just an insecure person, because I would also feel some kind of way. But I hear that, and I'm glad you called, Kristen. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
410-583-1065. Hey, Jessica in Columbia. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I'm actually a divorced co-parent with 2 little kids. I mean, they're 10 and 12 right now. Mm-hmm. But when we got divorced, they were much younger. And their request is that we don't bring the spouses around when we have family time. So when we celebrate like straight A report cards or anything and we go out as a unit, we do not bring our new spouses with us.
So it
makes them feel more like we're a family, and they're just, even at 10 and 12 right now, they're just not wanting it.
Okay, so it was actually their
request. And the other ones, they understand.
Yeah.
They know this time is a family time, and it's much needed for the kids. It's just for their health or for their mental health. So it's really good. And I think she needs to respect that.
This doesn't strike you weird at all, then? This is completely normal?
I mean, it is kind of fresh. It is 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's been a few years now, and my kids still kind of just want it to be mom and dad and them.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe his kids could have requested it, and he doesn't want to let her know that to spare her feelings.
True. Yeah, just to spare her feelings. That's true, because we don't always share what our kids feel and think.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they kind of feel a certain way.
Right.
So it kind of makes the dynamic kind of awkward.
Okay. Right. Makes total sense. Glad you called.
So we want to protect the kids.
Right, of
totally,
course.
Totally, totally. It makes total sense. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. And you guys have a good one.
You too. 410-583-1065. Hey, Katie in Baltimore. Good morning.
Yes, hello.
All right, wrap this up for us. I mean, does this make sense to you? Do you understand what she wants to do here? I don't think it's coming from a bad place.
I definitely understand it. I am a stepmom myself. Mm-hmm. I am a blended family.
Perfect.
I think talk her out of it. She should not do it. She needs to have a sit-down, heart-to-heart conversation with her husband and put her feelings on the line. But she also needs to understand, yes, the kids come first. I'm from a very different experience. My husband's ex-wife opened me with open arms.
Yeah.
Okay,
We all hang out all the time.
Right.
Like, even me and the kid's stepdad hang out with just the kids sometimes, because that's just how...
just how it is.
That's just how it works sometimes. The schedules.
But let's say it wasn't that way. Let's say that your partner came to you and was like, hey, we don't want you to be involved with this. Would you not be like...
I would definitely feel some type of way, but I would open up to my partner about that and be like, look, like, this is going to be an issue in our marriage.
Yeah.
If you don't hear me out. The caller before talking about maybe the kids said something, that's a big possibility.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Would you accept like a time period where it would just be them, and would you feel comfortable with that?
I would, 100%, yeah.
Okay. This is really good to hear. Thank you for calling us.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you so much.
So, I don't know. I don't. Anonymous, she dropped, and we can't. We're still going through phones trying to find her, if she's calling back or not. The drill here, though, is typically what we'll do is if we can get her back on, we'll ask her to come back on. Well, this is a long weekend, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do
Tuesday
morning. So do this. Make a mental note. Come back to Mix 106.5 Tuesday morning, and we'll try to get Anonymous back on. Like, did she actually plant the device in her husband's wallet this weekend to find out, like, what's the truth of what's really going on, you know?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.